Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the Sorisa Dance Podcast. I wanted to start off this by first, again, anyone who's coming and returning to watch and listen to this, thank you. I know I've been away for a little bit, just even on social media and stuff in general, so I made a recent post about it, that it's, you know, it's important to take breaks and step away, especially with all these important things. One, to educate ourselves and keep up to date with all the news concerning COVID and concerning the Black Lives Matter movement, which even though it's not trending, it's not in our feeds every day anymore, it's still a very important issue. And so I definitely wanted to put this, you know, this conversation out there and continue it in my, and, you know, have my share of it. And I pre-recorded this interview with the two lovely ladies, a former dance team member of the Los Amigos Dance Company, Soraya, and also Janae, a fellow dancer as well. And I wanted to have a very special interview with them, you know, discussing more about the racial biases and things we see in our dance community from their perspective, and, you know, as much as we can glean from ourselves and what we can learn from you guys as well. But definitely one thing that you will notice that there's a difference of in this interview is, unfortunately, there is a lack of my interaction and voice during the clips of them actually speaking. Unfortunately, during the recording process, I failed to record my own voice during the recording, and I struggled a bit delaying even the episode and re-recording it and everything. But I love what these two ladies had to say, and I didn't, you know, I wanted to put it out there as soon as possible. I've already, like I mentioned, delayed as much as I could already, and so I'll add a little bit of like interjection, just to so you guys know where I kept the direction, the questions that I asked them, that they were, and you know where the conversation was going. So I'll have those little questions still re-recorded and added in, even though you won't hear my reactions or anything like that during the conversations. But nonetheless, I really enjoyed, and I was really thankful to have my time with them and have a conversation with them and hear what they had to say and what they've experienced as far as, again, the topic of racial bias in the dance community. And again, I hope you guys enjoy the conversation that I had with them. And I mean, first and foremost, I'll go ahead and let them introduce themselves so you get to know a little bit about them before we get going with the whole conversation.
Hi everybody, my name is Soraya. Let's see, fun facts about myself. I've been dancing probably since I was about 8 years old. I've done a little bit of everything. I've done ballet, jazz, contemporary. I really fell in love with hip hop, and that's kind of what I stuck with, like, a majority of my time dancing. When I got to high school, I started learning salsa dancing through a company called Contratiempo. And then when I got to college, I joined Breakdown 2 at USC. And then from there, I kind of just fell in love with Latin dance, and I've been dancing in the Latin dance scene for over 7 years, almost 8 years now. So yeah, I don't know. What else?
That was good.
I was like, yeah, so that's a little bit about myself and my dance background.
All right. Yeah. Hi, I'm Janae. I've been dancing in total for about 2 years, so no previous background in anything else. I played volleyball pretty much my whole life, and then after I finished in college, I was like, all right, I need something else to do. I'm bored. I just can't go to the gym and then go home after that. I was like, I need something else. So my friend introduced me to salsa dancing, and I've always loved it. So ever since then, it's been a whole journey. Been on a dance team with Projects, which is how I met Soraya. And then now I'm on RF. So 2 years total. And then now I'm doing heels dancing classes, which is really fun. So I love that. But that's it. That's me.
And so, yes, I'm very happy to have them on the show. And I started off by basically having them asking them and having them share their, you know, their perspectives on their backgrounds and coming into our dance community. Some obviously having more of a background than the other, and different, and just having different experiences and how they've felt any kind of racial biases, even in their learning and becoming part of our community. So I asked them
to share some of their experiences, and this is what they had to say.
Sure. So for me, my background with Latin dance, I actually grew up around Latin dance. So my family is from Central America. So my family is majority from Belize. So Punta has been in my life since I was a little kid. And then going to school, meeting a lot of my friends, like I learned about like merengue and cumbia and like bachata and stuff like that. So it's been in my life, like a majority of it, Latin dance. I even learned like banda. So like banda growing up. So it's been Latin dance has been in my life, like almost, you know, all of it. So when I joined the Latin dance scene, like it wasn't something that was just like all completely like new to me. It have some kind of experience with it prior to Contratiempo in high school, and then break on to when I got into college. But I guess like one of the things that stood out to me the most was there was a point where I don't want to say unwelcomed, but didn't really feel like you know, like I was 100% a part of the community. Like I had the people on my dance team, and you know, I'm very thankful for those, you know, those people. Like I feel like I've had so many negative experiences with social dancing that kind of like pushed me away from the Latin dance scene. But then I've also had a lot of great experiences and met amazing people through it that kind of always something that like pulled me back to it. It's been kind of like a love and hate relationship with the Latin dance scene. It's something that, like I said, I grew up with it. I fell in love with it, and you know, having the opportunity to learn like salsa dancing and bachata dancing in a more like expanded form was something I had always been interested in. Like one of the reasons why I wanted to even learn salsa and bachata dancing was because I saw a movie, this movie called With Me, with Vanessa Williams and Cheyenne. And Vanessa Williams, being a Black woman, she was a professional dancer in that movie. And I saw that movie, I was like, oh my God, like I want to be like her. Like I want to be her. She's like dance, like she was a ballroom dancer too, kind of thing. So professional ballroom dancer. She's a Black woman, and you know, like I saw her like at, she was social dancing, and you know, just people. It just looked so fun, and it looked like she was just like having such a great time. And then so like seeing the movie, like it was one of the reasons that I was like, when I did get the opportunity to learn salsa dancing, I was like, oh my God, I want to do it because it just looks so amazing. Like that. I was like, I want to do that. It looks so amazing. So when I did get to experience it, like, you know, like I have like this expectation of like what social dancing is going to be because of this movie, you know? And then when I get there, I have people that are like not asking me to dance as much as like my fellow, like, you know, my teammates. It was kind of I didn't have like that welcoming that I was hoping for, those expectations that I had. You know, I know it's funny. I based my whole, what my experience is going to be on a movie. Which is ridiculous now that I'm thinking about it. I was young and I was like, yeah, I was going to be. And then like when I kind of didn't have that experience, it was disappointing, you know, disappointing to like see, like, again, like I talked about it like in our talk, like having leads like literally like walk past me and then ask the person that's standing directly next to me, or in situations where there's leads that are literally waiting on the sides to dance, and I'm standing there like, you know, hoping that the gentlemen that are standing there looking out into the crowd to dance will see me and be like, you know, I'm gonna ask this girl to dance. And it was sad when it was just like a time time after time, it just didn't happen, you know? And like I said, like I always want to give people the benefit of that. I don't want to assume that they're not asking me to dance because of, you know, a specific reason or a bias or anything like that. But like after it continuously happens over and over and over again, and then you like start talking to other people and you're realizing that they're having very similar experiences as you, then you start to realize, okay, like the problem isn't really me, you know? It's more of a it's a broader issue. So I guess that was one of my, I guess, experiences that really kind of like shook me, I guess, like really like made my experience in the Latin dance scene like kind of hard, because it was I didn't really understand or I didn't know what was the reason. And for a long time I blamed myself. I was like, okay, maybe it's me, it's something that I need to improve on my own. And after, you know, doing like again, like when I first joined, it was more of like a whole, like when I first joined the Latin scene, it was more of like maybe it's a it's because I'm new and I don't really know anybody except the people on my team. You know, I just need to go out to socials. I need to interact more. I need to introduce myself to more people. And then I did that and there was nothing really that improved, you know? And I was like, okay, well, maybe it's because like I'm still learning. There's a lot more things that I can improve on as myself as a dancer. I'm going to join more teams. I'm going to, you know, go, you know, do private, you know, go to more classes and workshops and like in festivals, take more classes. You know, I'm doing that for years. I'm hearing I'm improving, yet I'm still getting like the same response. And then you know, like, okay, well then maybe it's like when I get that first dance, you know, I'm just gonna prove myself to people that I can dance and I, you know, I'm a good dancer. And you know, hopefully have like a friend that asks me to dance and I'm able to like show off my skills and that's gonna get more people to ask me to dance. And then even doing that, I feel like I'm showing out, doing my best moves and everything like that, and I'm still kind of getting the same response. It's like, okay, then well, what else is there left? You know, what is there left for me to do? So yeah, that was like one of the I guess one of the really the things that kind of hit home with me. One of the I guess bias hit home with me was my experience, you know, early on and dancing and social dancing. It's like I had this expectation and it was kind of like I don't want to say destroyed, but I had expectations and you know I yeah, it's like disheartening when you're like you go and you're like you're thinking it's gonna be like so. Again, I had this idea in my head from the movie Dance With Me, like, oh my God, like, you know, all these people were asking her to dance. Like, you know, there's like this great scene in the movie where she, there's like a live band and her and Cheyenne, they're like just literally like social dancing and they're doing like all these cool things. And then like they do like like there's like guys coming in and out and she's like switching. It was like so fun. It was like so fun. I was like, oh my God, like salsa dancing, that community, like it's amazing. Like it's just so like it gave me like it just looks like it's so fun. And then like to go have that experience where it's just like I didn't get to have, you know,
I'm on the
like
side,
that. It's
so.
like I know, like I was like on the outside watching other people have that experience where they're getting off and they're dancing. They're, you know, they're just going from partner to partner and it's like they're not sitting down and it's like, you know, I'm just sitting on the sidelines watching it happen to other people. So yeah, it was really disheartening to have that experience, you know, in my early days of social dancing and joining the Latin dancing.
I definitely have less of a background in the dance community in general, but let me just kind of backtrack. So I've always kind of stood out because I grew up in a community that's more predominantly white and also Hispanic. So I was always that one black girl in the classroom, or like, you know, like, so to me, it's kind of like normal. So like to me, first going into the dance scene or going into classes where I'm the only black person taking a class, I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like, you know, like it's not a not normal thing. It was completely normal for me to experience that. But when first going in and started taking more classes and starting to go out more and starting to understand what I was doing as far as like my basic, you know, and getting asked to dance, I found myself exactly like what Soroya went through, standing on the sideline a lot. And it wasn't like I was going with a person like Soraya who has 10 times more experience than me. It's literally someone who has started the same time I started. Like, we're at the same level. The only difference is that she's shorter. One, another background for you guys, I'm tall too. So that's another thing. I'm like 5'11", definitely 6 foot with some heels on for sure. So that's something I have to take in consideration. So I do know that personally. So one, I'm thinking coming in that it's definitely because I'm tall. Like, that's the reason. And another reason, I'm like, okay, it's for sure I don't have enough experience. But as we start progressing, as we started getting better, I'm really realizing that she's getting asked like 10 times more. And I'm just still sitting here at the bar with a drink, like, all right, one day, like, it's going to happen, you know? But then after a while, I started getting more of a self-conscious type of I was discouraged. Like, I didn't want to go out. I didn't want to keep going anymore. Cause it's kind of like every girl or guy wants to get asked to dance, you know? So if there's that point where you're like, ugh, like, I wish someone would ask me. But after that, and after taking more classes and realizing like, okay, it's not that I'm tall, or it's not that I don't have the experience. And after talking to Soraya and other people who look like me, who have 10 times more experiences and are also shorter, and they're experiencing the same things I am, I'm like, okay, it's a completely different thing, like, you know? So from that point on, when I heard that, I was like, I need to change my mentality in here. And if you guys watched our show, literally what Violetta was talking about, it's like, I'm in charge of my own happiness. Like, I'm gonna go out there and ask everyone to dance. I explained this in the talk too as well. I have like a whole strategy. Like, when I go out there, like, and I finally get asked, or if I ask someone, I try to like turn to the next person next to me right after that and like continue the dance. And then, cause usually like if I'm on the sideline, that's it. Like, I know I'm taking a break at least for like a good couple songs until I ask someone, or if it's someone that I know. You know, so that's something else that's different too. Like, I'm not saying that we don't get asked at all. It's probably, you know, it's probably like I'm asking maybe like 70% of the time, I want to say. Yeah. And then the other time, it's people that I know are a couple strangers too. But again, it is like that audition that she's talking about. Because once I actually go out there and have like a good dance and someone actually notices, then like they come back. They're like, ooh, let's dance again. Or like other more people start to realize like, oh, okay, like she's friendly, or I don't know, or something like that. She doesn't look, she's not that intimidating, or I don't know what it is. I don't know what that bias is, whether it's race or intimidation, I don't know. But they start to realize that it's not an issue anymore, so that they can ask us and become more of a friend. So it's like another friendly face that you see. Again, what Soraya was talking about, like finally getting into the community and getting to know more people, so that way you can build kind of like, it's almost like you're building your own network to dance, which is crazy. But yeah, the reason why I even fell in love with salsa music in general, trying to go back to what Soraya was talking about with the movie, is because I grew up like around Hispanic and white population, so cultures isn't like a problem for me. So I grew up seeing salsa dance and like all that stuff too. And the reason why I fell in love with it is because like I see two complete strangers all of a sudden have a connection on the dance floor, not even knowing like what's gonna happen. Yeah. I'm like, that's freaking awesome. Like, I wanna learn salsa and just like dance to connect with a stranger. And those are the best dances. Even if you're dancing with someone who has less experience, or like, I don't know, whatever it is, if you're smiling and having fun and just like engaging, it's probably like, and laughing while you're having fun is probably one of the best dances and can like make your night, like the whole rest of the night. So that's how I fell in love with it in the first place. And just to, again, come to put this point across, we're not saying that the community is like racist, you know, I think it's more so like an unconscious bias that I don't think people are aware that it's happening. Cause like, when we brought this up, a lot of people are really surprised. They're like, what, like what's going on? Like, we didn't even know. And I think that it happens to any one of us. It could happen to me or Soraya, or to people of different color. It could happen to even like a white person trying to come into the scene. You know, there's that bias that we're not really considering. So
And it's because of these experiences, and I wanted to dig a little bit deeper into how that translated into them having such a wonderful turnout, having a lot of our dance community support them to once they decided that they wanted to put together a live Instagram interview. And so I wanted to just get some more thoughts about that. And for anybody who hasn't watched it, I'll definitely leave a link for you guys to watch that somewhere around here. But yes, this is, I just wanted to see what they had to say about their whole process of getting that interview going.
So how we got started.
I know, I was like, you should probably start. You're the person that like started the idea.
Okay, yeah. So how we even got the idea to even have this talk in the first place. So I watched a mornings with Mike and Jen, who are the instructors for RF Dance Studio, and they have it every Friday. And they had a discussion on just the Black Lives Matters movement. And they brought in a guest, Mimi, who was also on our show too as well. And towards the end of it, she kind of mentioned a little bit of racial bias within dance too as well. And she said something that like that stuck to me. And she was like, "There's a time, you know, I'm looking around and I'm looking at people who look like me, who have the same color as me, who are on the sidelines getting red, like getting." Like not asked to dance. And that's something that hit me because that's a moment that I had with Soroya when we went out dancing recently or before COVID. Before COVID. And I looked to the side and I literally saw maybe about like five Black girls. And then the other than that too, there was also people of who are a little bit thicker too as well on the side. So you're just like, come on, like, what's going on? Like, this is a good song. Why are we all standing here on the side
Yeah.
right now waiting to get asked to dance? Like, that's crazy. And especially if it's the same people who look like you and you're like, okay, like there's something a little off right here. And so what I did was message Soraya. And I was like, what? Like, this is crazy. Someone finally mentioned it because I felt like it was kind of like an unspoken thing that only like Black people, Black women probably specifically talked about to themselves and it wasn't really brought out. And so I messaged her, we messaged back and forth. And all of a sudden we're just like, we wonder if like Bianca, because we both love Bianca Chapman, the professional Black dancer as well, if people
Love
don't know who she
Bianca.
is. We're like, we wonder if she's experienced it. And I was like, ooh, I wonder if like Violetta like still experiences it, or like if they have experienced it. We're just kind of like brainstorming, or like let's just host like a live, like let's message them and like see if they'll be willing to talk about it. And we, with the help of Soraya, I'll go ahead and let her take over the story from here. But her friends were like amazing. Once we like messaged them and like got it rolling, it was like
Yeah.
Soraya's friends who like helped us.
Yeah, so all the behind the scenes cool things you saw, the graphics, the IG live were managed by two of my really great friends. One, Myra, she did all of the graphics, so everything from the flyer to the background you saw on the IG live, the name tags on the IG live, like any kind of cool little graphic. That was all my friend Myra, and then actually managing producing the live stream was my friend Raul, and they literally were Janae's and I's like safety. They literally helped us like every step of the way, all kind of like technical, any kind of design questions that we had, like they were kind of there holding our hands every step of the way. And then just like going off on like the like support that we received
Oh,
from
yeah.
the community, it was like so amazing to just see how our the dance community was just rallying behind us to have the discussion. Reached out to people and we're like, hey, we're gonna have this talk. Like, if you know, you can send it to anyone that you think might be interested, or if you can share it yourself. Everybody was just, yeah, of course, like, I'm gonna send it. And then we had so many people that like shared it on their pages. You know, people that reached out to us and you know.
Yeah.
Having the converse or like you know initiating the conversation, and it was just amazing just to see how much everybody kind of gathered around us and support us, you know, supported Janae and I, and like even like initially having the conversation. And then like after, you know, during the Instagram live, our live chat, like literally like the people that were relating to everything that are like Bianca, Violetta, Mimi were saying, like that was also like great because it also is like you don't want to you kind of feel like crazy when it's happening to you in the moment, and you're like, is it only happening to me? And then to kind of hear that it's happening to other people, it's kind of like that validation is like, okay, like I'm not crazy. This isn't just like a me thing. Like this is like a whole community thing. So like having a comment saying like, wow, like this happened to me. Like, thank you. Like, you know, for like bringing this up or like mentioning this, and like people like also like relaying their experiences. It kind of felt like it was very like a healing, like very, like, I don't know, like I just.
It just,
Therapeutic like session, like everybody to kind of like just get this like kind of like off their chest, because like again, like Janae said, like besides talking to other like Black women about this issue, I don't really think that it was really brought in a light, you know, prior to it. Like a lot of people, like it was something that they kind of held in either to themselves or they only talked to with specific people about.
And I don't want to toot our own horns here, but I see a lot more talks going around here about this conversation. So I don't know. You know what? It could be happening across like in New York and something, and we're just not aware of it. But like I've been seeing like my timeline, like a whole bunch of conversations about this going specifically within the dance scene, whether it's Latin or any other style of dance you do. I see a lot after
more
our
people.
Conversation, but who knows? There could have been more and we could have just not paid attention.
Exactly.
But
and no, initially, that was the reason why Janae and I wanted to have this talk, because we wanted to begin the conversation. We wanted, like, if it wasn't a conversation that was already happening, it was like, this is the perfect time to have a conversation. It's like everyone is at home, you know, like they have more time, like in the light of everything that was happening and it still is happening with the Black Lives Matters movement. It was like, it just felt like this was like the perfect time for this conversation to be brought to light. It was like, it's like people have the energy, the mindset, you know, to have this conversation. So, like after the fact, there was just literally like so many people that like messaged Janae and I and just were having the conversation and like opening up the door and like people again like sharing their experiences. It's like it is way, way, way more common than people think it is. And you know, initially why we wanted to have it is also again, it's because we realized that there were many people that didn't know it was happening. That were specifically close to us or in our specific circle that didn't know it was happening. So again, it's all about the awareness. It's all about like, again, door to have this conversation. And I'm so happy, like, you know, I go on my timeline and I see that there's so many other people that are now having these conversations on Facebook. There's like groups, like Janae and I got it to like Facebook groups that we didn't existed with like a whole network of Black dancers, like Black Latin, and then they're like having these conversations like in that group. So it's like amazing to kind of see like what just like a little small thought had, like what, like how big of like a ripple effect it had after, and like how much of a positive ripple effect it has had within our community. And you know, yes, we're having this conversation now, but I just don't want, the main thing that I want everybody just to remember is like, let's not stop having this conversation. Like this isn't okay, we talked about it, you know, great, let's put a stamp on it, we did it, on our back, like, yay, we did it. It's like, no, like this is definitely something that we need to keep bringing up and keep reminding ourselves constantly, because it's not going to change overnight. We don't, and I don't expect our dance scene, whenever it is normal, to be the dance scene that I'm hoping it is to be, you know, one day. It's going to take time to get there, but it's only going to get there unless we continue having this conversation and keep like checking ourselves, like, because like Nick said, like we all have these unconscious bias. Your unconscious bias may be the first thought, but your second thought can be you checking yourself, being like, okay, why do I have this bias? What can I do to fix it? What can I do to like make it better, make this community better? You know, because I have this thought. So what are the steps that I can do to improve? So again, Yes, we did it. Yay for us that we started the conversation, but I really don't want it to stop. I don't want it to end with Janae and I want people to keep having this conversation. So when we do go back to dancing, it's something that are conscious about, that they are aware that it's happening. It's like still fresh in their mind.
I do.
Sense.
I was going to say, I just wanted to add one little snippet to that before you go on. I know, because I feel like I know where you're going, but I wanted to add to that. There was, like, so after the math, you know, Soraya already mentioned that we received a lot of positive feedback, which we have, and I just wanted to share this one story. So this lady reached out to me and was like, you know, like, thank you so much for having that conversation. I was kind of experiencing the same things, but didn't really like want to believe that it was that, you know, that was the reason. And she was like, I stopped dancing, you know, because of it. And after hearing, and after hearing this conversation, and after like hearing you guys, and especially Violetta, I think she mentioned her, after hearing Violetta preach about how it's your own happiness and how you need to, you know, take charge, she was like, I'm going out dancing again, like for me, and like, I'm in charge of my own happiness. And I was like, yes, you go, girl, like go out there and dance. Like you're in charge of like your own happiness. And I was like, I just wanted to share that because like, I know a lot of people probably have gotten discouraged and stopped dancing, but like for her to reach out and share that story and say that she was going to start dancing again because of what we've talked about. And like, there's still probably so many more people out there, you know, who probably stopped dancing because of it. But I was like, that's a positive out of what just happened.
And I brought this up, I was gonna say, I brought it up when we were on our talk. Like I had got to the point to where I was so discouraged with my experiences that I stopped going out social dancing. Like I literally, like I would have my friends that would reach out to me and be like, oh, like let's go dancing. And I would say I would go dance, I would go, and then maybe like an hour or so before I would make up some kind of excuse to not to go, because it was like, well, what's the point? It literally got to I became in the mindset where I was like, well, what's the point? Like I'm going to spend $5 to $15 and I'm going to dance maybe 10 times in 3 hours, you know? And I'm like, why? Like, why am I going to do and put myself through that misery kind of thing? And it's crazy because it's like, why would you let somebody take away your joy like that? You know, why would you do that to you kind of thing? But it's such a painful kind of experience to feel kind of thing. It's just not feel like you're wanted or like you're kind of thing, that it can get very discouraging if you don't, especially if you don't have other people to talk to kind of thing. You don't have other dancers to kind of compare your experience with. If you're kind of like just navigating the scene yourself, it can become very discouraging to the point to where you want to quit kind of thing.
Yeah.
But luckily, like I kind of had to kind of be like, well, wait, no, hold up. Like you love dancing. Like, what are you doing? Like, stop. Like, don't let that stop you from doing something that you love kind of thing. And kind of had to like push myself back out there, and I'm really happy I did, because like again, like I said, and like Violetta said, like it's your joy. Like why are you gonna let somebody take that joy away from you? Like I know that I'm social dancing, I love to social dance. I love that the idea of connecting with another dancer and living like kind of like in that moment together, and like just, if you see me on the dance floor, like I'm always smiling, I'm always like feel like I'm just having a good time, and it's like why am I gonna let somebody take that away from me kind of thing. So it's really important for anybody that is feeling discouraged with any of their experiences in the Latin dancing to like kind of like don't give up, like don't let people take that joy away from you. If dancing is something that you love, then keep doing it, you know, kind of thing. Like keep and don't, literally don't stop. So
I was very proud to see what they got you know, out of the community and what they were able to share, and even, you know, the things they've learned after the fact, for like having the people both reach out to not just myself, to them and to like others, and how that conversation has been growing. And so I wanted to get a little bit of their perspective on what they believe that we could do to help improve our community, and how we can kind of get rid of this, you know, racial bias and you know, make it a little easier for people in our community to, you know, consciously think about including people of all backgrounds, but specifically African American backgrounds, on how to improve that scene and how to let that integration happen a lot smoother.
So again, I feel like this goes back to what we touched on a little bit. Wait, before I go into that, one, I think that it starts with the instructors too as well. I know we mentioned this already, but go over the history of where the dance move is coming from. That's a big part, and I need to learn that myself as a beginner. I still don't know all that, but I think as instructors, if you are teaching that, I think there's going to be a lot more appreciation for it. Another thing that I think dance instructors should do, because essentially people go to dance classes and then go out social dancing, right? So they're kind of learning some of the habits from their dance instructors. So I think that dance instructors themselves need to be more inclusive. So when they're teaching, say like, go dance with someone you don't know, go dance with this person, or make sure that you are being very, very open with who you are asking to dance. Make sure you're not sticking around that same circle that you always do, which I know a lot of us do, and I'm guilty of it. Like, we kind of like stick to the same people that we always dance with. So if they kind of teach that, which some instructors do, which is great, but especially at festivals, are if they're teaching like those the classes, I think that's a good point. So besides that, I think there's another thing that you have to consider. Again, like it's an unconscious thing that we're not really aware of. Well, I hope it is. The positivity in me is saying that it's an unconscious bias. And I think that it's something that we need to address. So like, if you are out social dancing and you see that one person, just go ahead and ask them. Or for instance, for me, if you see someone who's maybe like older, or who see someone who's shorter, or you see someone who's less experienced, like go ask them. Like, that will make their day. I'm sure that'll like brighten up their night if you just like go ask them or ask a different person. But Soraya, you can go ahead and jump in. I think that was pretty much it. I just want to make sure that we break out of the habit of asking like the same people. I think that's what it is.
Again, similar to what Janae was saying, I think again it did start with the instructors. Like, I really feel like if we invest more in learning about the history of where a lot of these dances do come from, Janae said that would create a larger, I guess, brand of appreciation for the dance, to if you understand that a lot of these dances originate from African roots, or the sounds, the rhythms, the movements all come from from Africa, like then maybe people would have a different appreciation for the dance. And then also too, it's just kind of with ourselves, not being afraid to like ask somebody that you wouldn't normally ask. Like, I really feel like that's a lot of where it's been. Like it's like, if we just all make a commitment, like it doesn't even have to be that much, just five people, five people that you don't know at all, you've never met before, you've never danced with. If every time you go out social dancing, you ask at least five new people, like everybody is committing to that mindset of just asking five new people to dance when they go out, like, you get me? Like that would start to create this kind of this I don't know, it's like a bubble of more
Inclusive, yeah.
inclusive, like a more inclusive bubble, like if you see a person that's just standing there, you've seen them, standing there for two songs in a row, like go out, like I feel like the whole thing with social dancing is it's a social aspect, why we go out social dancing is to make this connection with people, so it's like, why are we like, yes, of course, like I want to dance with my friends when I'm going out there, I always want to do that. Like, I always want to get a dance in with at least one dance with all the people that I know that are there. But it's like, well, that's the point of social dancing, is for us to be for us to go and meet and make these connections with new people. So if we all commit to just doing that, everybody can just start to have that mindset. And again, like these ideas are not gonna just happen overnight. It literally is gonna be something that needs to be put in practice, and the more you do it, it becomes a habit. So, like, if you're doing this constantly every time you go out dancing, before you know it, it's gonna be unconscious. You're gonna constantly be asking people you don't know. You get me? It's kind of also getting over our comfort zone too, you know? Being able, like, one thing I've always been taught as a dancer is to kind of push myself out of my comfort zone. So it's like getting past what's comfortable and going to what's uncomfortable, you know? And again, this is all going to take practice. This isn't all going to happen overnight, but it's being okay with the uncomfortable and being able to just kind of like push yourself, you know, and create these habits that, like I said, like just go ask new people. I feel like that's
That's
like,
what it
no,
is. Just ask new
honestly,
people. It is.
I know it sounds simple, but it isn't. It isn't simple. Like, again,
Yeah.
it's like that's a whole comfort thing. I
Yeah.
feel like a lot of times why maybe, you know, girl, women like Janae and I aren't getting asked that is because, you know, like, you know, people are not comfortable with, you know, or, you know, there's some kind of, like I said, there's some kind of bias. It's like getting over that like getting out of that comfort zone and going to uncomfortable
Yeah.
and you know, just trying it. Try it. Try at least once, you know, try at least once. And if it's completely
Try
horrible, terrible, then sure. But
That's you said
you know,
try
give
it. I was
up,
like,
try
oh.
again. Try again. Try one more time. Don't let that
Yeah.
judge all your entire experiences. But yeah, definitely, I guess creating the mindset, you know, of just again, getting out of our comfort zone and just asking people that we don't normally dance with, you know.
Yeah.
And if that goal for you is five, then sure, do five every time you go out dancing. If that goal is 10, great. Do 10, ask 10 different people every time you go out dancing. But definitely, I feel like it starts a lot with us, you know, instructors, you know, really focusing more on teaching the history of dance and where these dances come from. And you know, it's fine, you know, to learn cool moves, but I feel like once you know where that cool move came from, you'll have a different appreciation from it than it just being a move that you saw on YouTube or you saw an instructor do during a festival. So
Yeah.
yeah, those are my
Starts with
continue.
us. How to help, it starts with each and every one of us. So,
Exactly. It does. It honestly does. It is
mic
something that
drop.
kind of I feel like my job. Like I honestly do.
Wait.
Honestly do. I feel like it starts with you.
That
As far as my own thoughts, as far as what we could do to improve our community, I think we hold a very special place as far as those of us who are vocal and share more, especially like even more so than myself, the people who throw the events and the DJs and the MCs, the people who make the announcements throughout the night. I think we don't have anybody who explicitly tells our dancers and the people out at their socials to remind them to, hey, grab the people that are standing on the wall, grab the people who they've never danced with before. I don't think I know of anybody who's so consistent about working towards a better and more inviting community. And as much as I know they want to and they believe it in themselves, I don't believe it's as strong unless you say it and you repeatedly say it so people understand it. And so, this is even my personal challenge to any of the DJs, the event promoters, the MCs. If I want to see one of you guys to promote an entire event and even spend the entire night promoting people, hey, go dance with people you don't know. Go dance with some people who's been standing at the wall too much. Who cares about their height, their weight, their skin color, the level of dance. Everyone needs to have fun while they're at a social. And hell, like even I would gladly get together with any of my friends who want to help me throw a social together once we're able to, and get our own social going and promote the crap out of this and get more people, just everybody there having fun. No one's standing around unless they're like tired and taking a break. And I feel like we'd have a really good success. Obviously, as you can kind of see here, Soraya and Janae were pretty happy about what I had to say about that.
Yes, I'll be there.
I'll be there. Don't
And
worry. Gonna support you.
yes, I was very, very happy to have them both on. And obviously before I had the chance to let them go, obviously I wanted to wrap up and give them a little bit of time to share any last thoughts that they had as far as what they believe we can continue to do to keep awareness up, or just have us to keep in mind coming out of this conversation.
I hope that, when we come back after everything, that we can still be one big happy dance family, but keep those things in mind. That's it. That's it for me.
Just again, don't stop having these conversations. I know it may seem like it's continuously happening right now, but when down the line a few months from now, and in there's not that many people talking about this anymore, like just like don't forget, kind of thing. That's a really important thing just to remind people. It's just like, yeah, just because it's not maybe trending or popular at that moment, like just remember like to keep these conversations going. And even if it's just kind of like Nick said, like a friend reaching out and having a conversation about it, like just keep the conversation going. Again, because if it again, it, we don't we want to make it more of a habit. We want something that's kind of ingrained in you, and that's how we change our unconscious biases by realizing what our biases are and becoming aware on how we can fix them. So it's like kind of just keep that conversation going, like don't stop it. Honestly, like don't stop having these conversations, because if we stop having these conversations, then we'll never be able to change the issues that we do have in the community. So and like be that person that asks the random, a random person that never asked that is on the line. Like be that person.
Yeah.
Be that person. Be the change you want to see in the community. So like Janae and I are saying, like, we want more people to ask us to dance. Like, so what do we do? We start asking
We
people.
start asking. Yeah.
So be that change you want to be in the community. You want to see in the community. So
Too. I need to start leading too.
I know. And then for all the ladies out there that are, you are the wallflowers. Wallflowers? Yeah, that's what
Yeah,
I
I think
guess.
that, yeah, that's it.
Wallflowers. I was like, is that the right term? Like, yeah, like learn to lead. Like in my whole little discouraged patch that I was in, when I came back into the Latin dancing, I started going back to socials. I learned how to lead. And I got pretty good at leading bachata. So now when I go out dancing and I don't get asked to dance a lot, or I'm not asking a follow or a lead, or I'm not getting asked by a lead to dance, I go ask one of my friends to go dance with me, and we dance and we have a great time together. So it's taking for those that are not being asked to dance, take charge of your happiness, definitely. Go out there and, if that means like asking, people to dance on the floor, do it. And if that means learning how to lead, do it, kind of thing. Like take charge of your happiness. So my few tips for the community or suggestions for the community.
And then very, very last thing before I let them go is obviously having them as tradition here to ask a question to all of you who are listening or watching, as something they can ask themselves. It could obviously be about anything they're questioning about them as the people who are listening, as dancers, as just any particular subset of dancer, or even just as a person, what their experiences in life, and just anything they'd like to learn from anyone who's watching and supporting.
Okay, I was like, life.
Woo! I know. I was like, you're alive out there. I was like, wow,
I'm
this is
curious.
philosophical.
I know, right? Right. I was like, life. Am I? Or like, am I alive? You know,
Am I?
the facts of
Who
philosophy
does
class.
dance make
I
me?
know. Dance exists, therefore I exist. No. Who was that? Socrates? I forgot. Is Socrates? I don't know.
I'm
Okay.
terrible. I'm terrible at philosophy. Terrible.
Anyways, I think I'm curious to see if there's any like racial bias, but flipped the other way. So like, if maybe like white people are coming more into like an Afro dance, do they experience the same unwelcome feelings? Like, you know, so I'm curious to see that. So that's a question. If anyone is any other particular style of dance out there that is more predominantly maybe black or any other culture, if they experience that coming in, if it's not just maybe the Latin dance scene or a different style of dance, but if it's kind of like flipped or vice versa, you know? So that's my question. I'm curious.
I know, I was like, what is my question? Okay, well, besides the ideas that we gave, are there any ideas that, you know, the people out there in the social world have, think that will help promote a more inclusive dance scene? Like, so I know we mentioned a few things that we thought would be helpful, but, you know, we don't have all the answers, you know, kind of thing. You know, what other ideas do people have about ways that we can help make a more inclusive dance scene?
And before I let all of you guys go, I wanted to give, again, one last big thanks to both Soraya and Janae for giving me their time. Again, I really, really appreciate it. And this is, again, a conversation that doesn't end here. This is just a continuation of something they luckily started here. And, you know, I'd love to see more. Please reach out to us if you have any answers to their questions. And yes, please keep the conversation going. Please keep these things going. It's really important. We only get change done if we're all participating, because this is our community. And again, we value this a lot. So again, please keep an eye on them, follow them. I have their names available in the description. But yes, please support them for everything that they're doing, and along with anybody else in our community that's helping to promote all these good things, and people who are finding ways to improve our community. And so again, thank you all for, thank you very much for watching and listening. And again, we hope to hear from you guys soon, and we hope to do a lot more to improve our community. And again, I know we're all excited and can't wait to be back on the dance floor. So until then, take care, guys, and bye from them.
Bye!
Bye. 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 Bye.